Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still here with Vern Henricks, president of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, talking about Grow Green Match Day that, again, will be on Friday. And I guess an important thing to think about that for folks who may be interested is that's something they need to get prepared for or registered leading up to it, or is all the action on Friday?
They just need to save their money so that they can spend it that day. So
Okay.
It's a 24-hour giving day event, so a person can make a gift at midnight. Matter of fact, I usually try to go in there, stay awake long enough to make a gift, make sure the system's working. But we have gifts in that whole 24-hour period. Generally speaking, somebody will make a gift at 11:55 on Friday night. And so the way it works is we have Colony Square, the building, their atrium, and the lower atrium there set up to receive gifts. So anybody can make a gift in 24 hours online, but we also encourage people to walk in and make gifts from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's where the joy comes. That's where the real community effort goes. The nonprofits have literature there. They have representatives there. So individuals that might come and may not know exactly what they want to support, but they have an amount that they would like to charitably give away that day, they might find some interesting areas that they want to give some money to that day. So that all takes place there. We have our trustees. We have over 100 trustees and another 50-plus young trustees that are volunteers that day, and they'll come in at different shifts. Every hour of the day, we will have a drawing, so people that walk into Colony Square and make a gift in person, their name, they'll fill out a card, their name goes in a hat, and so every hour we draw one of those donors' names out of the hat, and then they pick the charity of their choice that they want to give $100 to. It's amazing. In that 12-hour period, we have very few duplicates, and as the list continues to grow with nonprofits, it probably isn't going to happen even anymore at that point. But when we first started this 5 years ago, we had 24 nonprofits. Now we're up to 55. So
wow. And this is the sixth year?
This is the sixth year, yes. So
what was, I guess looking back maybe just the last year, for example, what was like the total dollar amount matched?
Well, I'll even go back further yet. The first year, we raised $100,000 that Phil matched $40,000 with. So the first year, we had $140,000 day. Last year, we had in the door in 2,150 gifts, we had $422,000. And Phil's additional match was $189,000. So it was a $612,000 day. And we didn't quite have 50 organizations. Now we got 55. So one would hope that everybody still feels good about it and the money will grow. And so this has just been a tremendous team building, board building, donor building day for a lot of the organizations. And what it amounts to is they get an endowment started with the Community Foundation. It's still their money, but we help that endowment grow so that they then receive the benefits of the earnings of that endowment for their operations, generally speaking. Some of the nonprofits will even take the 50-cent match and throw it into their endowment as well. So it's definitely a big thing for the future of these nonprofits.
Nearly $500,000 match. That's pretty incredible.
Absolutely, it has become a very incredible day, and it's the largest match day in Kansas now. When we started it, there were several other organizations, community foundations, doing match days, but we're blessed, obviously, to have a 50-cent donor on all gifts, and that helps ours grow. Salina has a match day, Topeka has a match day, Hutchinson has a match day, but we're pretty blessed to have a pretty good one. So,
Brady Bowman here with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation President and CEO Vern Henricks, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, and phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you do have any questions about the Grow Green Match, looking at some of the type of nonprofits, I'm sure it's just a wide spectrum of nonprofits.
Oh, yeah. We have charitable organizations that, maybe a groups. You got your guardians, your fairy godmothers, who are just a group of volunteers doing some things. And then we obviously always have the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Club, the Crisis Center, the Flint Hills Bread Basket, the community clinics, the foster teen camps. I mean, you go on and on. The Green Apple Bikes program, the Historical Society, Genealogical Society, Humane Society. So, every charitable organization now that really has the ability to create an endowment is almost partaking in this. And it's amazing. We continue to find more every year, but it has been a day that has been very rewarding for a lot of these groups. So, like I said, if you want to see the entire list, go to the website. It's growgreenmanhattan.com. And on that day, there will be a leaderboard. So you'll be able to see how many organizations get gifts, how the number of their gifts, their dollar total as it grows on a daily basis. And so you can actually keep track of things in real life time. One of the things the volunteers do, since this is an online giving platform, is we'll enter the gifts that they bring in through the door in the computer right there so that those totals can grow. And so that keeps our volunteers busy so that we can keep it in a just-in-time factor, because we want the excitement of the numbers growing for each of the organizations. So
you mentioned this is possible because of a donor, Phil Howe.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Phil.
Well, Phil, in the first year, obviously he's the chairman of the K Estate Bank. In the first year, he put up the $40,000 match. And after that, he saw that all the gifts weren't matched, and he said, well, let's just match them all next year. And just an amazing, charitable individual. I have to watch what I say to Phil sometimes, because he's very interested in doing things that make a difference in Manhattan. And he sees the value of this for these organizations, for their future, and he has bought into the concept of the match day. And there may be a day that we cap it at a certain number. Right now he hasn't put us on that cap yet, and so we're just very grateful, for what he's doing for the community. So
when it comes to some of these nonprofits that are affected by Match Day, what's some of the things that you've heard from some of these nonprofits, some of the stories maybe that they've shared in ways this money has helped?
Oh, there's no question that, organizations like Shepherd's Crossing, they talk about this day as, building their endowment and providing them with funds for the future, because it's growing each year, and it's kind of protecting so that the differences they're making for individuals with charitable needs are always going to be there. Most of these nonprofits, if they don't have an endowment, they're living month to month, year to year on these dollars, and there's no assurances that the donors are going to be there the next year. And so by having these kinds of endowed funds, they're assured that they're going to have some money come in the door every year. Now, the other thing that this has happened, it's been a great marketing event for them. Every one of these 55 organizations couldn't have gotten 2,150 giving instances come through the door in front of them. Now, they're not going to get all of them individually, but they're going to have people pass through that are at least going to see their brochures and see some of the faces of the executive directors or the staff. And so they're going to create a relationship with individuals that find out more about stuff. So,
and I'm sure it's even more important sometimes when a lot of these nonprofits sometimes can be dependent on state grants, federal grants, and sometimes those can dry up from year to year. So an even bigger reason why this is an important event.
And that's truly what's happening. You got your Big Lakes, your Pawnee Mental Health, and organizations like that that are reliant upon a lot of federal funding, and those things are starting to dry up, and so they're having to do more things outside of those grant writing for federal dollars so that they could subsidize the program. And it's pretty amazing the charitable needs of a community until you actually get down in the weeds with what services they're providing. It's heartwarming to know that we have the number of citizens that we have in this community that are taking care of a lot of things that other people wouldn't typically have an interest in taking care of.
It's definitely easy to get caught into the headlines sometimes and see all the negative out there in the world, in the country, but this is an example where you're seeing a lot of good.
Absolutely, and that's probably one of my goals always been for the Community Foundation, is make Manhattan one of the most recognizable charitable communities in the state of Kansas. We're growing. We're getting there. Our affiliate program, we have 10 affiliate communities that also have some match days, and so that's taking place as we can continue to grow in the Northeast Kansas area. And so we're excited about all of that.
Brady Bowman here with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation President and CEO Vern Hendricks. Vern, thanks so much for coming on and sharing all that information with us.
You bet. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, and we hope to see you all down at the Colony Square building on Friday.
Excited to hear how it turns out. We'll catch up with you.
Sounds we'll have good. To do a phone interview
we can
Friday
do
morning.
Let's do it.
Sounds just good. tie that on like after the news at 7:10 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you in.
You'll be up by then?
I will be up by then.
Okay, all right, good.
Thanks so much.
Make sure.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you missed anything, go on demand, newsradiokman.com. Get all caught up on this morning's In Focus tomorrow. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear will be in studio. Thanks for listening.
Next hour is Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and Wildcat Insider on the game this afternoon, featuring Wyatt Thompson, another Dickinson County boy, going to be joining us here. Royals on the radio beginning at 5:30. Have a great day. I'm Dave Lewis. It's 10 a.m.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on.